Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
Yeah, my name is Martin Cooper, but you could all call me Marty. I am an engineer, and I've always known I was going to be an engineer, and I'll talk about that later. In 1973, held mobile telephone. At that time, I told the world that I thought that someday everybody would have what we called a cell phone. The story that I told then was that someday when you were born, you would be assigned a phone number. If you didn't answer the phone, you had died. Would you believe that that has almost happened now? 80% of the people in the world today have cell phones, and the cell phone revolution has not yet finished. But Ralph, please, Graham, please go ahead.
Incredible. So we'll just jump right into some questions. So the first question is, what inspired you to pursue a career in the telecommunications industry?
That's a very good question. I have always wanted to be an engineer, even from the time I was a child. I remember when I was about 6 or 7 years old, I was walking down the street in Winnipeg, Canada, where I lived for a number of years. I was born actually in Chicago in the U.S., but my folks moved to Winnipeg for a number of years. And I watched some boys with a magnifying glass, and they were magnifying the sun and burning a piece of paper. I don't know if any of you have done that, but it's a kind of simple thing. Yeah, but I was amazed. I had to do that myself. And so I broke a Coke bottle, and I took the bottom of the bottle and tried to make a lens out of it. Well, that didn't work. So I learned the first thing about technology is that you really have to understand technology to make it work. And an engineering degree and a master's degree, it was the Illinois Institute of Technology in Chicago, which is a wonderful university. Today, I am on the board of trustees of the Illinois Institute of Technology, Illinois Tech. So I have believed in technology ever since. I believe that the technology has made the world a better place to live, better now than ever before. I'm not sure that all of you are aware of this, but in general, people today live longer, they are richer, they are healthier, they are better off than ever before in history, and we are still making things better. And most of that is because of technology. Technology, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, technology has in fact made everybody's lives better. Sorry to give you such a long answer, but it was a very good question.
No, that's perfect. We'd love to hear it. So for our next question, we have Fernando from Spain. And Fernando, my friend, you can just unmute and ask your question.
Yeah, so first of all, it's a great pleasure to meet you. And the question is, what was your reaction when you realized you just made the history by making the first call in the world?
Well, first of all, tell me your name again.
So what was your reaction when you realized you just made history by making the first call?
Yeah, no, before I answered your question, I wanted to talk to you a bit. I have been to Spain many times. I received an award in Spain about 9 years ago from called the Príncipe Asturias Award. Are you familiar with the where Asturias is?
Yeah, I know where it is. It's in north of Spain.
Visited with the Prince of Asturias when I received my award was Philippe, who is now king. And I spent quite a bit of time with King Philippe. And he is a wonderful guy, and I love Spain. So I just thought I'd mention that to you before we started. So you wanted to know what it felt like to make history. I have to tell you that at the time we made that phone call, there was only one thing on my mind. Remember now, we had created the very first handheld mobile telephone. There were no other phones like this in existence. In order to build this phone, we had to put many, many parts together. It was nothing like a modern phone. So the only thing that I was thinking of was, oh, I hope this phone will work. So did we know that we were making history? Not really. If you think about it, what we were doing is trying to persuade the world that the time was ready to have a handheld phone. We had a company called the Bell System at that time. Excuse me. There was a company called the Bell System, and they had come up with this idea of what cellular technology is, and their solution to communications was the car telephone. Can you imagine that they thought that what people needed was telephones in their cars when they spent so little time in their cars, and what they really need is not to talk to a car, but talk to a person. So it took a long time, I must tell you, for the world to understand my dream. My dream was that everybody could talk to everyone else, that communications would make the lives of everybody better. And yet nobody believed in it then. The Bell System was the biggest company in the world. I worked a very small company in Chicago, and we were convinced that this was an important thing, but it took 20 years before people started to realize that this was really an important technology, that people's, oh, everybody's lives would be changed by it.
That's incredible. So our next question comes from Giacomo from Italy. And Giacomo, my friend, you can unmute yourself.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Giacomo. I come from Italy. I say good afternoon because here is 7 p.m. And my question for Martin Cooper is, what is your opinion about artificial intelligence?
Well, since I mentioned that I spent so much time in Spain, I have also spent a great deal of time in Italy, Giacomo. In fact, I'm going to Bologna in November because I am a member of the Marconi Society. I'm sure you know about Marconi.
Yes, Marconi, yes.
Who really created what the concept of commercial radio communications is. And so I have a great deal of respect for Italian technology. So what do I think about artificial intelligence? I think that artificial intelligence is going to change the world. I think that's a very common understanding. Our challenge now, though, is to understand, first of all, what artificial intelligence can do and what it cannot do. And I'm going to discuss that in a moment. And by the way, if I wanted to tell you everything that I've been thinking about artificial intelligence, we need not just a half an hour, but maybe 2 or 3 days. But I'll try to summarize my views. The importance of artificial intelligence is that it expands the human mind. At least at the moment, artificial intelligence does not know how to create. It does not know how to come up with new ideas, but it can access very rapidly all of the information in the world. And it can express things very quickly and more articulately than any human being. So what is the challenge? The challenge is, how do we communicate with this wonderful new intelligence and put it to use for our purposes? And that is what we're doing now. The difficulty is that the artificial intelligence is not perfect. It makes mistakes as well. And the challenge is to understand how to ask the right questions. And that is the biggest challenge with artificial intelligence. They call it prompting. How do you tell the artificial intelligence what you want to know in a way that it understands? So that's the first challenge. The second challenge is that people can use artificial intelligence for bad purposes. It's possible to create an artificial intelligence that will deceive people, that will get them to accept things that are incorrect. So at the moment, the whole concept of artificial intelligence is a very infant stage. It's a brand new stage. We are still trying to understand how to control artificial intelligence, because if we let it get out of control, people will use it for purposes that are not legal, that are not good for mankind. So the potential is to have every human being have their mind expanded. All of us will be so much smarter if we have our own personal artificial intelligence that in effect makes our brains bigger and more expansive. That's the dream. What we are doing now is to try to control that dream and to make sure that it happens in a way that is constructive, and that we control the artificial intelligence enough to keep it from being evil, but on the other hand, let it grow enough to make us all much smarter. So that's a summary. As I said earlier, I could go on forever, because I spent a good part of my time thinking about what the future is and how artificial intelligence is going to change humanity. So I have to interrupt myself by saying, what is the purpose of technology? And I hope I can make a statement that all of you will remember. Technology is the application of science to create products and services that make people's lives better. So what did I just say? The most important thing is not science. It's not the products. It's not the services. It's the people. It all starts out with understanding what are the needs of people. And how do we technologists, we engineers, scientists, how do we make the lives of people improved? Technology is not making gadgets, it's not making bigger and better computers. It is how to make people's lives better. I thought you ought to keep that in mind. Engineering for me has been an extraordinary career. It's not the only career that is useful. I think that there are many, many careers that make people's lives better, but that's the course that I've. Are you still there, Graham?
Yes, sorry, you just cut out for a moment. That was a great question, Giacomo, and maybe we could have Marty back on another time to do a deep dive into AI. So we'll only do a few more questions, as it's getting pretty late for some of our students. And our next question will be from Irene, and Irene is from Spain. So Irene, please unmute and ask your question.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm sorry. Good afternoon. And my question would be that all famous inventors tend to have excelled as creators in their childhood, as we can see in movies about inventors' lives. So do you really think that is necessary that characteristic to be to have excelled in childhood as an inventor to be really successful in the field of engineering?
Graham, my hearing is very bad and I couldn't quite get everything that Irene said. Could I ask you to repeat her question, please?
Yes, I believe she was wondering if engineering and the process of invention, do they like go hand in hand? Like, do you need to pursue a career in engineering or an engineering degree in order to pursue invention?
Yeah, well, I think you already know the answer to that question, Irene, that what we learn as engineering is what the tools are. There are many, many tools, and it's very, you can go on being educated about engineering. The problem is that you have to connect the tools with what the objective is. And as I said earlier, the objective of engineering is to make people's lives better. And the hardest part of that is to understand what the problems of people are. And that's the one thing that I spend a great deal of time doing. And I'll give you a perfect example of that, Irene. As I just pointed out to you, my hearing is very bad. I do have a device they call a hearing aid that's supposed to make me be able to hear you. I know that you speak very clearly, and yet I still had difficulty because people with higher voices are difficult. And so I think I understand that problem better than anybody else possibly could who is not hard of hearing. And so I have invented a new way to do hearing that will solve my problem. Now, and the reason that I was able to do that was the reason that I was able to do that is because I have learned a great deal about, first of all, artificial intelligence, which you just mentioned, but also with speech processing, with how we can take speech with computers and turn speech that is unintelligible into speech that we understand. So the whole challenge is, and I think it's very obvious to you, first of all, you need an education to be an engineer so you know, at least have an idea of what the tools are, and so you can learn new tools. But the most important thing is to decide what are the problems? What shall I work on? And once you do that, you will go searching for the tools. So I hate to tell you this, but when you go to school, the most important thing you learn is how to learn, because you will spend the rest of your life, if you are an engineer or if you do anything else, you will spend the rest of your life learning, because you always need new tools, new knowledge in order to solve problems. And that's what human beings do to survive. We learn how to survive, how to solve problems that make people's lives better.
That's incredible. So we're gonna ask our final question as it's getting pretty late for some of our students, but we asked this of all of our guests, and we'd love to know what advice do you have for these kids as they go off into the world and pursue their own careers?
Well, I think you've already heard the advice that I could give. The biggest joy in my life is learning new things. I may, that sounds kind of ridiculous to you, that you get a joy out of understanding things. And yet, when you think about it, or at least for me, it's a very obvious thing. The there's nothing in life that makes me more satisfied than having a new idea for me. It may not be new for the rest of the world, but if I create an idea that I never thought of before, I cannot tell you the satisfaction I get and the pleasure that I get. And so I would urge you to recognize that, to understand that sometimes learning can be difficult. Sometimes it can be frustrating, but the result of learning new things is the ability to learn even more. And I guess I keep repeating the fact, the greatest pleasure in life is learning new things and creating new ideas from what you have learned. I hope that you all have the same experience that I did, that you spend the rest of your life, all your life. I do not believe in the concept of retirement. I'm sure you did your homework. You know, I don't like to brag about the fact that I'm 95 years old. I would much prefer that I was your age so that I'd have that much more time to learn new things and to do more. But learning and having new experiences is my objective in life. It always has been, and it will continue to be for the rest of my life. And by the way, I expect to live a long time, even from now. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to meet all of you, and I hope I didn't talk too much.
No, that was wonderful. Terrific advice, Marty. So I'd love to allow our students to unmute quickly just so they can say a quick thank you. But thank you so much, Marty. We're going to have you back on soon. Maybe talk more about AI and just a bigger deep dive into your career. But thank you.
Thank you, Marty.